that we read. That we read Parsha Shmini a week after Purim. Do we have anything for the window? No, we don't have. We read Parsha Shmini. Take the Torah web thing and put it there. We read Parsha Shmini. Thank you, Schwartz. We read Parsha Shmini a week after Purim. And Rabbi said, I know many of you, I've spoken to some of you, have this feeling after Purim. It's Graysa his iris of Purim that we've been waiting up and looking towards, and it was Geshmak Rabbeisai. And the kasha really is that's bothering each and every one of us is, why can't Purim continue? Why is Purim just one day? Isn't Purim the ultimate? Why does Purim have to end? Why does Purim have to end? So I think the answer to that question lies in a Parsha Shmini following Purim. But Rabbi said, I'd like to open up the Kasha with the following Gemara, Rabbi said. A little Lumdus first. Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin Adaf Nun Beis Amud Aleph is trying to figure out how you fulfill one of the capital punishments called Sreifa. What is the procedure to burn a person? There are different ways that you can burn a person. You can light his body on fire, or you can drop a piece of lead into his mouth. So which one do we pass, can everybody say?
Lead.
We pass in lead. You take psila and you drop it into the person's body. So how do we know that? So the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim. Gemara has a debate. Either you learned it out from two different options. Gemara in Sanhedrin and Beis Amud Aleph, Asya Sreifa Sreifa Me'adas Koyrach. Now listen carefully to the terminology of the Gemara. Malahalan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim Afkan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim. What does that mean? It means you burn the insides. You drop the lead in the inside of the body. Malahalan, just like by Adas Koyrach, who's it talking about, Rabbi Yisai? It's talking about the people that were burnt up. Who was burnt up, Rabbi Yisai? The 250 men that were with Koyrach, that were burnt up, right, with being makriv the Torahs, right? They were burnt up, right? So just like over there, their sreifun was on the inside, and their guf was kayim. So too over here. Then the Gemara quotes another option. Rabbi Lazar Amar Asya sreifa sreifa from our parsha. No, you learn the sreifa from our parsha mibnei Aaron. Malahalan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim Afkan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kayim. Just like over there it burnt up the inside, so too over here every Sreifa is going to be also following that pattern. Rashi tells us, right, there was an Eish that went in, and went in where, Rabbi said? Does anyone know? Anyone? Went through their nostrils and burnt up their inside, and that's how they were killed. So that's the source. So then the Gemara has a whole shakla vitaria. Fine. The Gemara says, why do you learn Sreifa Sreifa from there, from those two options? Why don't you learn from Parim HaNisrafim, from certain karbanos that the chiyav is to be burnt up? Parim HaNisrafim, there are certain karbanos that do not get eaten and that they have to be brought up, be totally burnt up. Right? So Gemara says, Malahalan Sreifa Mamish Afkan Sreifa Mamish. Over there, what do? You light it up. You put some, right? You blowtorch it. You blowtorch the parm. You consume it legamre. It's no guf kayim there. Frech the Gemara Kasha. So maybe Sreifa should be learnt out from there, Gzeir Shava from there, that type of Sreifa. Listen to the Lashon of the Gemara. Mistabra, it's more logical to learn it from Adam and not from Karbonos. Why? Because there are more common denominators between those two categories by Mises Bezdin and the stories of the people getting burnt up. But Karbonos have all these other halachas that don't pertain to Mises Bezdin. Right? So for all these four reasons that they disconnect Adam, Choyte, Neshama, and Pigol, that's the reasons why I'm opting for this. So Gemara says, Adarabba. No, there's common denominators for Parim HaNisrafim. What is the common denominator for Parim HaNisrafim? Adarabba mi Parim HaNisrafim avalo lemelof. Shekein machshir ledoiris. Because it's a machshir. Right? Sreifas Bezdin is a machshir. Chaim Parnas Rafin is a machshir. So Taisa says, what do you mean? It's not only a common denominator of a machshir. It's also a machaper. Tema, frek Taisus in Sanhedrin and Bezimid Aleph. Deloy Choshev Machaper. When you kill a person, Misas Bezdin, Rabbi say, what are you doing? You're giving him kapara. So why didn't the Gemara say that the common denominator between the Parim HaNisrafim, which is part of the avoda of achieving kapara, and Sreifat Misas Bezdin are linked because they're both kapara? Masha'en Kain, if you learn it from what? From Adas Kairach, or from Nodav Aviyu in Parsha Shmini, sounds like Tosfos is saying you wouldn't have that common denominator. Wouldn't be a kapara, and you should only link it to Parim HaNisrafim, to the Korbanos, which achieves kapara. Frek the Chidush Aran in Sanhedrin. What do you mean? Nodav and Aviyu also got punished. That's also a kapara. Why is the Gemara say? Why is Tosfos asking Akasha on the Gemara? The Gemara knew why not to highlight this unique attribute of being an atonement of a kapara, because in both sources you have kapara, whether it's Parim HaNisrafim or whether you have the punishment of Nadav and Aviyu, what they did wrong, of being a kapara. So that wouldn't be a viable option of a reason to directly drasha specifically to be from Parim HaNisrafim and not Nadav and Aviyu. Everyone hear the kasha? That's the Ran's kasha, Bam kasha. So this Tosfos doesn't make sense. So clearly Tosfos had a different understanding. Clearly Tosfos did not agree with the Chidushi Aran in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So the kasha today is Rabbi Yisrael. Why? What does Tosfos hold? What was it about the Sreifa of Nodav and Aviyu that Tosfos is not calling a classic mechaper like Oynish Mises Bezdin? That somehow, specifically Parim HaNisrafim will be a mechaper, not this. Shitas HaTosfos, and why is Purim over? Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Moshe, as the Mishkan is about to be inaugurated, everything is endowed with Kedusha. There's a remarkable Pasuk. Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Moshe, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziva Hashem Tasu,
Vayera Aleichem Kvoid Hashem. Soloveitchik pointed out in this pasuk, this is the first time in Chumash that you find that there's a direct connection between Hashras Hashchina, not to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishkan, but Vayera Aleichem. No intermediary. You are now going to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan. This is a pivotal point in Klal Yisrael's history. Said Rav Soloveitchik, Pasuk Vav. Now it's going to be Vayera Aleichem, Kvod Hashem. Not through me, not through Aaron, not through anyone else. We're here. We're together. We're one. Unbelievable moment. And what does the Pasuk says? Ze hadover asher tziva Hashem tasu. Do this. Do what? What's ze hadover? That's the most vague statement in the world. What do you want me to do? Zok tenitziv in hamik dover. Ze haposuk oimer darsheni. Shaharei kvar osu ma shealeyen. They already been preparing for so long, they did what they had to do. Vayako, Pekud, come on! Veheviu hakol el pnei oyel moyed. And they brought it all. Umalehem lasoy soyd. What is this dam of Zeh Adover Asher Tziva Hashem? What? Dorshu chazal b'toyras koyanim. And the chazal answer, in toyras koyanim. Omer lehem Moshe Yisrael. Listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Rabbi Yisai, I didn't say this, the Netziv said it. Listen carefully. Oysoi yetzer hara he'eviru milibcha. So far. Get the yetzer hara out of your head. Moshe, like, this is not the most appropriate time for the shmuz. Like, this is, like Rav Soloveitchik just said, keep that in mind. Like, this is our moment. Like, we're in the chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, maybe next Thursday before, like, Parash, maybe we could talk about the Yetzirah. Not now. Like, this is my wedding. Stop it. Get it out of your head. Get it out of your heart. V'tiyu kulchem. Beyira achas. Listen to what Teres Kahanim says on this pasuk, and you should all be with one fear, uba avoida achas, and in one service, l'shares l'fnei hamakom, to serve Kadosh Baruch. What? What's the Teres Kahanim talking about? Like achdus? Like what? We weren't like fighting now. Like what? One service. Get the Yetzer Hara out of your head. Kishem, the Chazal continue in Teres Karina. Kishem Shehu Yechidi Ba'olam. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and only in the world. Kach Tehei Avoidoschem. So to your service should be Miuchedes Lefano. Sheneemar Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem. Bepneima Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hu Elokei Ha'olhim V'Adonei Adonim Asisem Kein V'Yera Aleichem Kvoid Hashem. How is it that we will achieve now our date with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this pivotal pasuk that the Rav said is the first time V'Yera Aleichem Kvoid Hashem? It's if you what? You recognize that He's one in the world and you serve Him with only one service in the world. What is going on here, Schwartzman? Satan et Siv, what's Teres Kayanim seeing in this pasuk? Zat drashtach tzarchoid yoyser beer. I don't understand the pasuk, and I don't understand Chazal on this pasuk. Now? Here? What's going on here? So not appropriate. They got Mashiach kan lemikra ki Hashem elokeichem. Why is Chazal, why are the Teres Kayanim bringing this drasha? Vayera, Kvoid Hashem, Zeh Adover, Asher Tziva, this thing, which you're not telling me what it is.
You're not telling me what it is. You're telling me, stop with the Yetzer Hara, serve God in one way. Why? Because I'm your God. What does any of this mean? It's all nice ideas, but how does it connect to the Pasuk? What do the Torah's Kodim, what do the Rabbanim see, Chazal see in this Pasuk that have anything to do with their drasha? Zokhtan Netziv. Now I'm going to stay it outside, Rabbi Sik, because it's a long Netziv. But this Netziv is not only found here, it's Netziv found in Parshas Korach. Listen carefully. There were two times in Jewish history that there were tzaddikim that had a tremendous Yetzer Hara. But it didn't look like a Yetzer Hara. There was a certain situation of an opportunity of Vayera Aleichem Kvoid Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu said to them that I see these groups within Am Yisrael, within Avodas Hashem, and specifically on this day of Gilui Shechina, that was the ultimate day Moshe Rabbeinu says, be very careful. And therefore he says, Tiyu biyira achas ube'etza achas l'sharis lifnei hamokom. Perish, zok de netziv. Im tasimu daitchem l'derech ha-toyra telchu ha-kol b'derech achas ube'etza achas. If you want to follow the Torah, there's one mahalach, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Masha'ein kein. Listen to what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Im nivakesh avas Hashem sheloi b'derech ha-toyra. You know what that means, Rabbi Yisai? You know what the Netziv saying? I want to get high. I want to get drunk and feel God. I want to say that it's Lamaisa. At the end of the day, if I feel close to Him, what does it matter what the pathway was? I'm there. I'm in the Yichud room with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who cares how I got there? I'm feeling it. It's Purim. My life is one big Purim. Today's my day. And I define how I get there. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I see what's happening here. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabbi said, listen up, you're all going to get married soon. And you're going to have your preconceived notions, your perspectives on what's important. And I'm going to buy my wife a trip to wherever. Or I'm going to buy her a piece of jewelry. And I'm going to be the best husband ever. And she's going to be so happy. But yet, a few months back, you had a conversation with your wife. And with every relationship, it's different, and you have to become attuned to it, Rabbi Yisai. And that's why I suggest for all of you, premarital therapy, postmarital therapy, to become in tune to this. But you have to understand specifically the Mekabla. She doesn't want what you project on her, what you think she wants. She wants what she wants. And if it's more important for her to have an expressive card presenting how you care about her or speaking to her in a certain way more than a $5,000 trip to Honolulu, then you could be presenting everything possible and going above and beyond in terms of your perspective, but you're not listening to your spouse. You're not listening to what's necessary. You have to understand the person you're married to, and that's the way to express your care, your dedication, your devotion, and your love. Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's the same with Avas Hashem. It's not that you dictate how the Ava is. You don't decide how to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu your Ava. Wherever Rabbi say, listen carefully. The Netziv says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told us how to fulfill Ava. Through the Torah HaKadosh. Through the mitzvahs. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw, was a tremendous pachad, specifically at this high point, at this rendezvous. Because here is when it's going to come out. And look at what happened. Immediately following this parsha, Rabbeisai, what happened? Nodav and Avihu. Nodav and Avihu, that you learn this parsha, Rabbeisai, you go through the Gemaras, it's a pella. Everyone, it's like, anyone have a vote what they want Nodav and Avihu's chet to be? I say this, I say that. Just, what did they do already? Some shittas say they drank shtuye yayin, they went into the Beis HaMikdash drunk. Some shittas say that they didn't get married. The pasuk says that they brought an Esh Zara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does all this mean? You know what it means? It says the Netziv, they couldn't control their Ava. They couldn't allow their Ava to be manifested through the rubric, through the Gvulim of Shas, Bavli, Poiskim, Halacha, Psak. They didn't look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in terms of their Ava. They said, we'll define the Gvulim, we'll define the rules, we'll decide how to express our Ava, and they went like this. Now nothing else matters. And I'll get drunk, and I'll just be beyond any das, out of this world, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. No. You're a tzaddik. You have good intentions. But you're missing a crucial, fundamental perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us how to express our Ava. It's through Torah and mitzvahs. It's through a Torah that follows certain rules. It's through being a bar seichel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A bar das, a shomer Torah mitzvahs in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not through getting high, through getting drunk into the Kodesh HaKadosh and deciding when I bring that special Kedoshim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, I am going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much. No. You're missing the conversation that she told you, what she needs to hear. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. It says that Netziv, there was one other time that there were unique people, special people, Tzadike Hador, that falls into the same trap, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Netziv, Achidish Nifla, the 250 men that were burnt in Parshas Korach were not on the same team as Korach. They did not have the same machloikas. They did not want Moshe Rabbeinu's covered. Says the Netziv, they were punished with the same chet as Nodav and Avihu in Parshas Shmi. They couldn't control their Ava. They were Moisif Ava al Ava. And they said that they dictate the rules. And as long as you have the end game and you love God and you're connected, the rules don't matter. Hello, Dover. The two people
the two parshiyos that the Torah teaches us the following halach, that the way sreifa is done is through burning the insides, was from two specific cases: the 250 men in Adas Kairach and the sreifa in Parshas Shemini of Nadav and Avihu. But Rabbeinu, I want you to listen to the lashon of the Gemara. This yisoid, I think, is already found in the words of the Gemara. Nishmason nisrefes v'gufam kaya. It wasn't the Maisa Avera. It wasn't the guf that was the Goyer Machet, Rabbi said, that we usually focus on. It was what, Rabbi said? It was a chet within the neshama. Moreover, Rabbi said, which aver of our body, which one of our senses connects specifically to the neshama? Which is why we mention it when we lose our neshama yisera on Motzei Shabbos, Rabbi said. The smell. Where did the fire go into, Rabbi said? Nostrils. I believe that that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was highlighting this line in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is not a classic Sreif. This is not a classic Kapara. This is not a classic Misas Bezdin. It might be used as a source. It might be a Gzeir Shava. But this is not classic. This is a different type of Avera. This is deciding that my Neshama will decide the rule book and will decide what should be expressed. And this was a zap right to the Neshama. Nishmoso Nisrefes V'gufan Ka. Moreover, Rabbeisai, in light of this, I think the answer to the Ran's Kasha, the Toysa Shita, is that Nodav and Avihu, Adas Koyrach, was not a kapara like Mises Bezdin. It was a new type of Avera, that their neshama had to be stopped. And that's why it went through the Chutei HaReach, which does offer the neshama. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells us what he wants. He wants one day of Purim. And he wants that one day of Purim, that one day of connection, that one day of no rules, that one day of v'nahafochu, to now give us a glimpse of how we can build up there through what he told us to do and express. How he wants us to walk in life through halacha miloshon halicha. This is what he wants. But Rebbe, I'm so connected. I need to get to that high point. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He's like that girl that says, you're missing the boat. I don't want a yacht. I don't want a trip. I want the basics. I want a hello, I love you in the morning. I want to just sit down and have breakfast, have a cup of coffee together. I want tefillin in the morning. I want waking up for shachris. I want some kavona in the words that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah decided what I should say. No, I'm not going to daven. I'm just going to have my moment. I'm going to put on the metalis over my head, and I'm just going to say the words that I want. And Chazal didn't know what was going on in my mind. And don't be mistaken, Rabbi Yisai. I do believe that there is a necessity to getting hooked, to feeling connected, to focusing on drachim, that I can feel the love. Because at the same time, a dry avodas Hashem is also lacking. And there's an importance to what? To feeling the love and the care and the connection.
But if it's all going to be about that, if it's going to be just about Ahava, and it's not going to trickle down into a classic Avodas Hashem, being a Ben Torah, being Koiveya Itim, being Shomer Torah Mitzvos, being makbid on how I speak, being makbid on what I see, but just as long as I have those moments when I sit down with the Baal Shem Tov, so the Memela, I am a frum Jew. But you see, you didn't think the Baal Shem Tov had Shas and Pliskim? You can't do that without Shas and Pliskim. That's how he became the Baal Shem Tov. There has to be an understanding that there has to be a halicha. That's what Neo is. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman was Neo. Okay? It's not one or the other. They're both important. But it's very dangerous. When it's just that. Because it looks so innocent. And it's righteous. And it's the end game. That's beautiful. But it's dangerous. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing under the chuppah with Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, remember, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, just like I am one, your service should be yochid. Your avodah should all be unified, should be one classic avodah. That's what the Torah's Kayanim is telling us. Don't let your neshama take over your existence. Don't let that's going to define your playbook and your rules. It's specifically here that Moshe Rabbeinu says there's a new Yetzer Hara that I want to talk to you about. I want you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, to learn Chassidus. But I also want you to be Koiveya, Starim in Shas, in Poiskim, and to be Makbid on Halacha, and to be Makbid on your speech, and to not think that if you present yourself in a certain way, you're above the rules. And the end justify the means. Every step, halacha is halicha, like I just said. Every step is crucial. Every sif cotton of Mishabura is Kodesh HaKadosh. And if you think it's not, and you decide to make a hierarchy on your own, guess what the Rabbeinu Sholem calls that? Eish Zara. It might look like a Ktoiris. It might smell like a Ktoiris, but listen to what's happening to that fire. It's going right back on your neshama and bedafka burning up your neshama. It's not a Mises Bezdin. It's not a Mechaper. It's a stopping of that neshama. And I want Klal Yisrael to see that. Baruch Hu says, sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu says a very direct statement that the Netziv said sounded vague, but he says everything in those three words. Vayomer Moshe, where did he say? Ze hadover asher tziva Hashem ta'asma. You want to express your love? You want to be connected? Here it is. Zadavar. Zadavar Asher Tzivu. Moshe Rabbeinu realized what is about to happen a few psukim later. Yikchu b'nei Aaron nodu v'naviyu v'teitzei eishu v'nei Hashem v'toich aloysu By Yamusu, where did they die? Lifnei Hashem. This was a different type of death. This was a death to tell us about other Yetzirahs. To tell us about other trends in 2019. About the ends justifying the means. About not being makbid. About things that rabbis in old generations that didn't understand our door were involved with and stressed. But come on. Now? This? Bora Misgalgel? You serious? Yes, I'm serious. Because God put that there. And that's what God wants you to talk about. And that's where you find God. Every morning, Rabbi said. As the Tana Devei Eliyahu says, you want to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You want to meet the Eibishter? Guess what? Says the Tana Devei Eliyahu, Kishe'ata shoyne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyne imcha. Do you know what Eliyahu Hanavi told us in Tana Devei Eliyahu? The way to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Bora Misgalgel. It's through that sugya. It's through every opportunity we have to learn a Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Beis and to answer a Ram's kasha of why he's not about Avihu, not a Mechaper. That's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam speaking to you. That is what Rashi Al HaTorah tells us in Dvarim. V'ahavta es Hashem Eloheikecha. How do you express Ava, Zokt Rashi? Through the next psukim. That is the expression of Ava. That is, I love you, honey. That is what she needs to hear. So yeah, I'm into Neo. I want everyone to be Neo. But I don't want to forget what my wife wants. Don't misunderstand me, Rabbi Yisai. I love Hasidus. I love people that in this challenging world want to be connected. And that is so important, Rabbi Yisai, in this complicated world, to be connected. But let's also remember what she needs. And what she wants. And how Rashi tells us. Eile advarim. With these words. Limadetem oisom. That's the ahavtas Hashem leikech. Through those words. Through that speech. Don't make it different. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't redesign Yiddishkeit for me just because you live in 2019. There were very, very capable and smart people that designed Yiddishkeit for us. And they're still relevant. Their names are Ravina, Ravashi, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Shimon Shkop. They also had tremendous Avim. And they had Purim moments in their lives. But they realized that that Purim needs to get the next morning and the next week to an Avodah with a Seder, with a Gvul, with the Hagadoras, with the questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not about what I want. This is about what you want. What do you want to me to express to you? Wherever everybody says, have you ever asked yourself that question? In Yiddishkeit, who am I serving? Am I serving God? Or am I serving myself? In the context of meeting God. Chofetz Chaim asked, Chofetz Chaim asked his Talmidim that question. But it wasn't the Chofetz Chaim's question, Rabbi Yisai. Guess whose question it was? It was Moshe Rabbeinu's question. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's question at the most awkward point ever, but the most relevant point ever. At the point of what? The Shidduch's happening. We walked down the aisle already. They're here. Vayera kvoid Hashem, not a lie. Aleichem. What a moment, says Rav Soloveitchik. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, remember, take the Yetzer Hara out of your heart. What Yetzer Hara? I don't have any computers here. I don't have my iPhone here, Moshe Rabbeinu. My tzitzis are out. I'm wearing a gartel right now. We're outside the Mishkan. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. I put in so much hachanah. You know how many times I went into the mikvah in Parshas Vayakol, Pekudei, in hachanahs to this moment? Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking? What Yetzer Hara is? I left my phone at home. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm talking to a different Yetzer Hara. Who are you serving? Serving yourself? Or are you serving God? You buying the tickets, the cruise, the fancy trip, your perception of what it means to express the love? Or did you actually ask the person you're in love with, what do you need to hear? What do you want to hear from me? Rabbi say, this is, take it or leave it. This is my mission statement in the world, isn't it, Ziv? This is what I think about constantly. This is what I was talking to the Klein boys about. 2 o'clock in the morning. I love all of these different approaches in Klal Yisrael. And I think that if Hasidus wasn't around today, we would be gone. Of Rabbi Yisai, don't forget who we're serving. Don't forget that God also told us that there is halachas, that there is gemaras, that there is sugyas, that there is a path, and the avoda has to be presented in a certain way. Nadav and Avihu, their neshama had to be stopped, and it wasn't an oynish. Like a classic oynish of a maisa avera of the guf. It didn't have that same kapara. It was nishmosan kayim. Nishmosan misrefis. The guf and kayim. It was a srefa in the world of neshama, which is a scary concept. To keep a shikl, even in the highest points in our avodas Hashem, to make sure that we are following the path of the Messiah, of our rabbis, of our role models, and being Oivdei Hashem, Oivdei LaHashem, as best as possible. Boisai, I wish you all tremendous hatzlach in finding the balance of connecting, making sure that I have time for the connection, making sure that I have time to also feel the love and the care, because 100%, if you're just going to be about giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're not feeling it, that's also a shver avodas Hashem. What is it good to say to the girl in the morning, I love you, I made you breakfast, I gave you coffee, and you're rolling your eyes while you're doing it. And you're not focused as you're involved in the conversation. You're looking aside, you're flipping through your phone at the same time that you're expressing the words that she asked you to express. You'd probably be better off to just buy the yacht. Let her have a good time at least. So avada you need connection. Avada you need what this door has. And Neo is necessary. And I don't want anyone to think that this is anti that. Don't misunderstand me. Abu Rabbi Isa, don't let that be everything. Remember that there's another recipient.
remember that there's a jargon, that there's a terminology. There are certain words, there are certain actions that need to be done. And they were already expressed to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Maamid Har Sinai. And there were certain people that misunderstood that and thought that as long as I define the rules and as long as I can check off to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, don't get lost in the details and in the narishkeit, but I'm feeling it right now. I'm in feel-good Judaism. That's what it is. Then guess what? You're serving yourself. You're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Merav Rabbeisai, join with me. Find the balance. Make sure they are both on the radar. Don't make one replace the other. That is what the Nitziv said is a problem. That is a neshama that's taking over and dictating the rules. And that has to be stopped. And that neshama needs a sreifa. Not a punishment. Not an einish. But it has to be stopped. Sifu alava alava. Their love took control of everything. It was their love. It was their script. It was their mahalach. And that's not Avodas Hashem. So Mirtz Hashem, we can take this chizuk of the Netziv with all the hashkacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu sending the messages to me to speak about this Netziv like we spoke about before the recording. About how the Netziv is a message that's probably more relevant today, or just as relevant today, than it was when he said it. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should be mechazik. In our avoida la Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a recipient being on our radar, and we should grow in chizuk, in connection. And in our Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs, La'ela, La'ela.